from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
It is Stockwatch time. We will allow William J. Ortner. What's the middle initial?
P.
William P. Ortner. Patrick?
Yes.
That's my middle name as well. How about that? Will, what do you have for us on the Stockwatch?
That was a Victor Robles home run there. You got that from Root Sports Northwest. Buy or sell with the moves the Mariners have made at the MLB trade deadline. They will make the playoffs.
I'll buy that. I think that, I mean, I was pretty down on them with the slide that they were having, and they had to do something. I was not confident that DePoto would, but he's been more than active, more active than I thought he would be. They've got some real professional hitters that they've added to that roster. Their pitching staff, as we talked to Ryan Divish on Friday, easily one of the best in Major League Baseball, and I think that staff alone gives you a chance. If the offense really does see an uptick from these guys, and I think it should, yeah, I think they make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think it's a guarantee. I mean, the one thing they've had, with the exception of one starter, they've been extremely healthy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that scares me, is that in Major League Baseball, pitching health, I mean, look around. I mean, from the Rangers to the Astros, I mean, it's just pitchers don't stay healthy. And the Mariners have been extremely healthy. So as long as the starting pitching doesn't go down and you have a massive injury, I know Wu had the little bout, but outside of that, been very healthy. Yeah, I think it's a playoff team. Should have been a playoff team last year. It was a playoff team the year before. It's a good roster.
Yeah.
It just can't hit.
It's a solid roster, and now they got a boost, we think.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you know, the two guys you went out and got, one's an all-time just proven hitter. I mean, Justin Turner is 39 years old, but Justin Turner, I think he's hitting the, 250, which probably puts you, first or second on the damn Mariners. And then Arozarena, he's a good hitter that's a proven playoff performer. I like what they did. So they're going to be in this with the Astros down to the stretch. But, yeah, as long as the pitching holds up, I think this is a playoff team.
Well, it's interesting to hear you talk about pressure, to hear him say that word several times, because that's actually what I think he needs to continue playing well under. Literally, I'm speaking, not of the metaphorical pressure, but how good he was when he had pass rushers in his face. And that was probably the biggest distinction, Laura, between the first and second halves of the season. The second half of the season, Jordan Love was elite in a number of categories. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But what really stood out to me watching him was his play under pressure.
That's Mina Kimes on ESPN's NFL Live talking about Jordan Love. Jordan Love got paid over the weekend. He's now tied with Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow as the highest paid QBs in the NFL per average annual value. Buy or sell, Love's contract is going to be looked at as a win-win for the Packers and for Love when the contract expires.
That is tough just because it's such a small sample size.
Yeah.
Now, he was not good at the beginning of the year. Far from it. And then he got it pointed in the right direction and, you know, he beat Dallas in the playoffs and looked pretty good against San Francisco to the end where he kind of had the meltdown. And so there's just such a small sample size. But, you know, the contract isn't going to be some albatross. Like, this is just the going rate. Yeah, it's the richest contract in NFL history, but until the next guy signs, you know, and when the next group of quarterbacks. So as the salary cap comes up, this is not going to be one of those where you look at it and be like, oh my God, look how much money he's making. This is just the nature of the beast. And it's only a couple million more per year than Tua and a handful of those other guys. So I struggle with this one. I like Jordan Love. I think there's a lot of tools to like. I think he has a very good coach. I love the Packers roster. So, yes, I think this will be a win-win because I think he will continue to get better. I am not 100% sold because of the small sample size. That is a lot of money to bet on someone over basically 8 games, including a playoff game against Dallas, who always melts down. But I get why they did it. And so by a hair. I will say this turns out to be a good thing from Green Bay's and Jordan Love's standpoint.
Yeah, I think I'm also with you barely on the buy side here. We were talking before the show about how it seems like the contracts, especially for the stars or the stars of starting positions in the NFL, it's just get in line, wait your turn, and then sign whatever the number is, and then let that thing cycle back around again. And so I don't know that this is necessarily indicative that he's one of the best three quarterbacks or anything like that. And I think that just kind of being in line with the schedule, in the long term, I don't think this will hurt the Packers, even if they want to move off of him. It's not going to cost him too much. But like you, I don't know enough or haven't seen enough of Love being really good to know that he's worth it, but I think with what they've seen, you probably had to make this play rather than try to reset on that. So yeah, I'll go with win-win more than it's one of the sides loses, but it's still dicey because of how little we know.
The best thing you have going with Jordan Love is the rest of the roster is babies and on rookie deals.
Yes.
So you got
yes.
a couple years where the giant contract for Love isn't going to kill you because everyone else is cheap. The problem will come in a couple years when you start signing some of your own talent. And then we've also seen this plenty of times where a guy has a breakout season or a breakout stretch, and we're like, hey, this is the next great thing, and he falls off a map. This is a big, big year for Jordan Love to prove that this was not an 8-game fluke, because I don't know if we've ever seen someone get paid on a shorter sample than what you're seeing right now from Jordan Love, and he certainly got paid.
Yeah.
Guard to center, and Tua, they lose 5, they're back to 3rd and 15. Here they go, here they come, and on the move, Tagovailoa throws, it's caught by Berrios in front of Davis, he got the ball, what a catch at the 36!
The other quarterback that got paid over the weekend, I guess he got paid early on Friday, Tua Tagovailoa, buy or sell? The Dolphins will win the AFC East this year.
No, I still think that's the Bills. And by the way, it may be the Jets. I know it's weird. I think they're the third best team. I'm not sold on their defense. Everyone they have coming back as a pass rusher is coming off a major injury. So I'm not sold. They got a lot of money tied up into it, got a lot of money tied up into receivers, and they're certainly explosive, but I've seen nothing that shows any sort of real guts from Miami, especially when you're dealing with some of the places they're going to have to go play at the end of the year. Think about Buffalo. Think about New York. Obviously, come playoff time when they had to go to Kansas City. And that doesn't necessarily mean winning the division because that was in the playoffs. But I think that division is very, very competitive outside of the Patriots, who are terrible. But if I'm doing power rankings, someone's got to knock off the Bills before I'm ready to say that the Bills are going to fold over, you know, roll over simply because they lost some receivers. And the Jets are going to be, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, the Jets are going to be good. So I actually put the Dolphins third. No, I don't think they win that division.
This division for me is probably the toughest one to call in football. I do think there are three teams that could potentially win it. I'm not particularly impressed with what the Bills have done to their roster. I feel like they, from a personnel standpoint, may have slipped just a little bit. I'm not convinced that Rodgers, one, can play healthy, or two, can get in sync with that team, even though all the parts are there for that to potentially happen. I like the offense that Mike McDaniel runs. I obviously think that offense can carry you a long way in today's NFL. Outside shot, yeah, I'm buying. I think the Dolphins can win the division. I would probably like them to win the division, and not like preference-wise, but I would probably pick them to win the division over the other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Three teams.
One defeat in their last 31 games. Haran, lovely pass, and a finish to match. Mallory Swanson returning to the international stage.
That's a goal there by Mallory Swanson in the first game of the U.S. Women's National Team soccer run. Buy or sell, what NBC has been able to do with the Peacock, with USA Network, with their own primetime coverage. You are all in on Team USA and the Olympics for the next 2 weeks.
No, I haven't been all in on the Olympics for years. I enjoyed the Olympics. I think they're a fun little distraction. To me, the Olympics have lost a lot of the luster. I mean, it was Mark Cuban came out and just said that the Olympics are now just about making money. Please stop trying to make this a patriotic thing. That's why he said NBA players shouldn't play in it. The purity of the games, yes, like the water polo team, right? They're having to work three or four jobs, but you know, and so there's an element to that where those women out there for the U.S. water polo team are grinding and trying to win Olympic gold. But you know, for a lot of these people, it's a professional sport. Every 4 years, we're supposed to care about it. My patriotism's supposed to be wrapped around it. It's a lot for me. I enjoy the Olympics. I have nothing against the Olympics, but no country wants to host this anymore because it's billions of dollars that really should go towards other things. It's a huge cash grab for people that are in the construction game. Most of these facilities end up decrepit,
yep, and totally
and,
defunct.
And totally, you know, just a waste for communities that can't afford it. So I've lost a lot of the shine for me has come off. the Olympics. So all in, no. I like rooting for the United States. I can get behind certain stories that get presented to me and can root for individuals. But, you know, in general, for me, growing up, the Olympics was a much bigger deal. Like, I remember the Barcelona Games in 92, the Olympic triple cast and all that on pay-per-view. I remember being all in on that. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's left the stable, and I don't think it's ever coming back. I don't think you can really get that feeling, because you know when you watch the Olympics now, yes, winning a gold medal is important, but for those athletes, it's more about winning a gold medal and then getting as many sponsorship deals as you can so that you can support yourself for the rest of your life.
Yeah, support what you've chosen to train for all that time.
Don't fault anyone with that. Make as much money as you can, but don't try to act like somehow because it's an Olympic sport that it's a more noble.
Yeah.
That's the one that kind of bugs me. It's like, well, they're a gymnast, therefore it's pure. No, it's not. Believe me, if every one of those athletes could cash in the way an NFL player, an NBA player
did,
they
would do that.
They would do the same thing. It's not more noble. It's just that's what they have to do because no one cares about your sport other than for 2 weeks every 4 years. So it's good. It's fine. But, you know, don't call me less patriotic if I'm not out doing laps when our 4x100 meter team, you know, doesn't win gold or whatever. Stop that.
Yeah, for me, I'll sell it as well. For me, the heyday of the Olympics was the 90s. I don't remember the 92 quite as well. I was seven, but I definitely remember 94, 98, or 94, 96, 98, which I think was Lillehammer, Atlanta, and then Nagano. And then I think we had Salt Lake come up after that. That was a time where we also didn't have the internet spoiling all the different results for us as well. So I think for me, maybe the biggest barrier, and I wouldn't necessarily be all in from the patriotic standpoint, I like rooting for Team USA, I like rooting for the sports that I like, but everything is so spread out on another continent across the Atlantic that the timing gets kind of wonky. I don't really want to wait until prime time. I get the results early, but then I don't want to watch it, but I don't want to wait to watch it because I know the results are out there. So to me, it ends up being wonderful background noise for 2 weeks. I put it on in the background of everything. Yes. I watched some gymnastics today. Yeah. I watched some water polo today. Over the weekend, let's see, we caught a little bit more gymnastics, some swimming over the weekend as well. So I like the games. I watched some soccer too, but it doesn't have, like, for me, like you said, it doesn't have the same luster as it used to. Don't love it.
It's a giant cash grab, and I don't like when, you know me, I don't mind cash grabs as long as you're honest about them. It's all I ever want is honesty out of things, and we got to stop with the purity of the Olympics. It's a giant cash grab. As long as you understand it's a giant cash grab with NBC and Coca-Cola and everything else, then you'll be fine. But stop trying to make it out to be, you know, the pure essence of sports, because it's not.
In a shocking development, we're way behind the clock. Will Ordner has SportsCenter in the news next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.